The Assembly GOP plan would let county and city governments go above the levy limits to account for new growth. Otherwise, they'd have to keep property tax rates the same as they were this year. Republicans have pushed tax limits for years, and Governor Jim Doyle picked up on the idea in his last budget. The difference is that Doyle's limits worked largely by sending more state funding to public schools. This time around, Doyle would let property taxes go up by about 4%, which Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says puts an undue strain on homeowners.
Simply don't tax them in the first place. Do not spend money government does not have. Then you don't have a structural deficit, you don't have a tax burden that drives people out of the state, and you have a thriving economy. That is the intent of our plan and why we did this.
The GOP would also cut back on the amount of shared revenue that it sends municipalities. Milwaukee, Beloit, Racine, and Superior would take an extra hit. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says that means basic local services constituents expect won't be there.
They expect us to have those things. They expect the light switch to go on, the water to be clean, the sewage to be properly taken care of. And when you gut local government and you put them in harm's way and make them choose between one risk or another risk, we're not doing the job that we should be doing.
Democrats also attacked Republicans for changing the state's homestead tax credit so it only applies to seniors. Speaker Hipsch says that's who it was designed for in the first place. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.